Hello, this is course material for UNISA's ICN306Y course. This podcast should be used with your other study material, and if you have any questions, please contact your lecturers. Chapter 5, Cost Volume Profit Analysis. A very important principle with regards to cost volume profit analysis is that there are two components in sales. That is the price and volume. When the volume of units change, that is when all the other variable costs will also change in a specific ratio. If the price change, that is the price of the sales price of the products, the volume do not change and also not the variable costs. On the example you are looking at, there are 100 units which are sold for 10 rand a unit. That gives you total sales of 1000 rand. The variable cost per unit is 5 rand, which is 50% of the sales price and of the total sales. You can see that in the ratio column where the variable cost is 0.5. That means the marginal income ratio will also be 0.5 because it is 1 less 0.5 equals 0.5. This ratio will stay constant, and that is the essence of marginal cost analysis and marginal income analysis. The fixed cost should not be attributed to units in marginal income analysis because the fixed cost stay constant and it doesn't matter what the volume of products are. The ratio of 0.3 in this case therefore does not give the same important information as the ratio of 0.5 for variable costs. The net profit ratio is 0.2 or 20%. Break-even sales in units equals the fixed costs of 300 rand divided by the marginal income per unit, which is 5 rand. That equals 60 units. Break-even sales in rands is another calculation which is sometimes necessary, and that is your fixed costs divided by your marginal income ratio, which is 0.5, and that then gives you the rand value of your break-even sales, which is 600 rand. The safety margin is the margin whereby the sales can reduce before a business will start making losses. The formula is the sales minus the break-even sales, and you divide that then by the sales, which gives you a ratio of 0.4. The net profit margin can also be calculated by multiplying the safety margin with the marginal income ratio. It is 0.4 times 0.5, which equals 0.2. The break-even sales in units gives you the sales value where the company will make no net profit. The marginal income, therefore, will be equal to the fixed costs. The changeover point is another important decision which has to be taken with regards to marginal income analysis. It shows what the difference is if a lot is spent on fixed overheads or little is spent on fixed overheads. if a lot of sales is possible, it could warrant more spending on fixed overheads, for example, machines, etc. But if the sales are not very certain, it does not make sense to go and spend a lot of money on overheads or fixed overheads immediately. The higher the fixed costs are, the higher is the break-even point, because the break-even point is the fixed costs divided by the marginal income per unit. Let's say a business has two options to manufacture. The one option has high fixed costs and low variable costs. The other option have low fixed costs and a higher variable cost. The changeover point gives the number of units where the profit will be different with the two options. Higher, if more than the changeover point is produced, it will be better to use the option with the high fixed cost and the low variable cost. Below the changeover point, if the units sold are less than that of the changeover point, it will be better to use the option with low fixed cost and high variable cost. The formula for calculating the changeover point is above the line, the fixed cost of the option with the high fixed cost less the fixed cost of the option with the low fixed cost. And below the line, it is the variable cost of option 1, and it is the variable cost per unit minus the variable cost per unit of option 2. We can now look at some examples with regards to cost profit volume analysis. Please open your study guide at question 3, page 15. Mr. Benito requires an after-tax net income of 160,000 rand. Calculate the number of hamburgers that should be sold in order to obtain the desired income. We will also look at question 4, page 18, where we have to calculate what the contract price per packet of biltong should be if Mr. Meatman wants to earn a net profit of 25% on contract sales. Stop the podcast if you do not have the page open in your study guide or if you haven't looked at the question long enough. In the example of Mr. Benito, an after-tax net income of 160,000 rand is required. The tax rate is given as 35%. Therefore, the after-tax net income as a percentage of before-tax net income will be 65%, because the before-tax net income, if looked at ratios, will be 1, the tax will be 0.35, and the after-tax net income will be 0.65. Therefore, to calculate the before-tax net income, we have to divide the after-tax net income of 160,000 rand by 0.65. That gives us the before-tax net income of 246,000 rand, 154. We then use the formula of net profit to calculate the number of hamburgers. We know that sales less variable cost less fixed cost equals profit. Therefore, sales will equal variable cost plus fixed cost
plus profit. The sales will be the number of units, which are X in this example, multiplied by the sales price, which is 8 Rand per unit. The variable cost will be the total variable cost will be the variable cost per unit of 3 Rand times X, which is the number of units. The fixed cost equals 275,920 Rand, and the required profit before tax we calculated. We have to work with the profit before tax because all the other figures are before tax. If we used as profit the after-tax figure, the calculation would not be correct. If we solve the function with algebra, we get that X equals 104,415 units. At the example of Mr. Meatman, we have the required net profit of 25% of sales. We were given the number of units, which is 400. So in the net profit formula, which we will use again in this case, the sales will be the number of units times X, which is the selling price per packet. Therefore, sales equals 400X. The variable cost was given as 6681. The fixed cost was given as 200, and the required profit will be the 25% of the sales, and the sales equals 400x. We can then solve this function with algebra and get x of 22 Rand 94. Often questions are asked about total overheads or semi-variable cost, and then you have to split the total overheads into a variable component and a fixed component, or the semi-variable costs into a fixed and a variable component. The calculation is normally done with the high-low method or with regression analysis. We will now look at an example which used the high-low method. Please refer to your study guide, pages 45 to 49, specifically to point 3. The information says relevant is a flexible budget at capacity levels of 90% and 100%. The total overheads at 100% is given, and at 90%, and also the machine hours at 100% and 90% capacity levels. If two capacity levels, like in the example, are given to you, it will normally be required to calculate the variable portion of the overheads. The high-low method will be used in this case, which is applicable to straight line functions. What I mean by a straight line function is that with a capacity change, the variable cost per unit will change in the same ratio. Let's say the capacity change with 1 hour, and the variable component of overhead per hour is 2 Rand,
then the total overheads will go up by 2 rand. If the hours change by 2 hours, then the total overheads will go up by 4 rand. 2 times 2. The variable overhead per hour stays the same. Therefore, the function will have a straight line on a graph. In such cases, we can use the high-low method. With regression analysis, we also work with straight line functions. The method is then used by deducting the lower overheads from the higher and also the lower hours from the higher. And we then divide the difference in the overheads by the difference in the hours. That then gives you the variable overhead per hour. For a change in capacity of 1 hour, the additional overheads will be 80 rand, which will be the variable overhead. We just calculated the variable overhead per hour. I used the word unit for hours previously, but now I'm going to use the word unit for a product. In point 5 on page 45, it says that it takes 15 minutes to manufacture a unit of Speedy, and it takes 22.5 minutes to manufacture a unit of Bumpy. We calculated that the variable cost per machine hour is 80 rand. There are 60 minutes in an hour. Therefore, the variable overhead per unit of Speedy will be the 15 minutes divided by 60 multiplied by 80, which equals 20 rand. For Bumpy, it will be the 22.5 minutes it takes to manufacture a unit of Bumpy. We divide that by 60 because 80 rand refers to 60 minutes or 1 hour. And we multiply then the ratio with 80 to get 30 rand. Please read the explanation I just gave on the screen. Please refer to question 3 on pages 49 to 52. The following is an extract from the budget for the financial year based on 95% of the available machine hours. Two products, Abbo and Babbo. Sales volumes, 12,000 units and 16,000 units. Sales volume in rands, 348,000 rand. And 512,000 rand for Babbo. The standards per unit are then given for Abbo and Babbo: the raw material, the labor, and the overheads. It is not specified here whether overheads are variable or fixed, therefore you have to be aware of the possibility that it is maybe variable overheads or total overheads. You should then go and calculate what the total overheads are
by multiplying the standard for ABO of 3 rand times the volume of 12,000, which was given on the previous slide, and you calculate the total overhead for BABO by multiplying 5 rand by 16,000 units. You will then see that the overheads are more than the 63,800, which is given as the fixed manufacturing overhead on the screen. You therefore know that the overheads in the standards are the variable plus the fixed overheads. The last part of the information is that the overheads are allocated to production at a rate of 4 rand per machine hour. This will also be the total overheads. I explained this calculation with the previous slide as a check to determine whether the overheads include variable and fixed overheads. Just to summarize it, it is 3 times the volume of 12,000 plus 5 times the volume of 16,000, which equals 116,000, and then the fixed overheads are deducted to get the variable overheads of 52,200 rand. Previously, we calculated the total overheads to be 116,000 rand. The information told us that the overhead rate for total overheads is 4 rand per hour. We can therefore calculate the number of machine hours which were budgeted as 29,000 machine hours by dividing the 116,000 rand by the 4 rand. We also calculated the variable overheads to be 52,200 rand. We know what the budgeted machine hours are, therefore we can calculate the variable overhead per hour by dividing the 52,200 rand of variable overheads by the total budgeted machine hours of 29,000. We can then calculate the variable overheads per unit by multiplying the variable overhead rate of 1.80 rand per hour times the ratio which is applicable to ABO and BABO. For ABO it is 3 divided by 4, for BABO it is 5 divided by 4. It takes 45 minutes to manufacture 1 unit of ABO, that is 3 divided by 4 times 60 minutes, and it takes 75 minutes to manufacture 1 unit of BABO, that is 5 divided by 4 times 60 minutes. The 45 minutes is then divided by 60 minutes and multiplied by 1.80 rand, and the 75 minutes at BABO is divided by 60 minutes to get a ratio of 1.25, and that is multiplied by 1.80 rand to get the variable overheads per unit of BABO of 2.25 rand per unit. A question which students often ask refers to the question on page 7 and 8 of your study guide. Please, page to that question on page 7 and 8. Let's read the first and the last paragraph of the question. Sports Centre Pty Limited bought a squash centre consisting of 6 courts in a northern suburb of Johannesburg at a price of 900,000 rand. The last paragraph, the question, calculate the expected net income for the next financial year should the above mentioned suggestions be accepted. To answer the question, we have to determine the maximum number of games that can be played per annum. And that is calculated by multiplying 15 times 365 times 2 times 6. That gives us 65,700 games. We use the 15 because the courts are open according to the information which is given on page 8, just above the required section. The courts are open from 7 until 10 in the evening, that is 15 hours. The courts are open 365 days a year, and 2 games are played per hour, because also just above the required section, the information is given that one game is for 30 minutes. Therefore, the 2 is used. And we use the 6 for 6 courts.